בחינות הבגרות באנגלית לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון A, מודול E. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות באנגלית, ובעוד רגע יושמע הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. יש להאזין לקטע בשתי ההשמעות האלה. Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be broadcast twice. And now, the first broadcast. ועתה ההשמעה הראשונה. Hello listeners, and welcome to Languages of the World. My name is John Griffin, and my guest today is Rachel Hayes, who teaches a language you might not have heard of. It's called Esperanto, and it's a very unusual language, because it was made up. In fact, it was invented only about 140 years ago. Hello, Rachel. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, John. I'm delighted to be here.
Can you begin by telling us who invented this language?
It was invented by a Polish eye doctor named Ludwig Zamenhof. Ever since he was a boy, Zamenhof dreamed of creating a new language that everyone all over the world would be able to speak. You see, he believed that if people from different countries could communicate with each other, it would bring peace to the world. But we all know how difficult it can be to learn a foreign language. So Zamenhof thought that the solution would be to create a new, simple language that would be very easy to learn.
And is Esperanto really so easy to learn?
Oh, yes, very. Here, let me demonstrate by translating a short sentence. In English we say, My cat sits under the table. In Esperanto you say, Mia kato sidas sub la tablo. My cat, mia kato, sits, sidas, under the table, sub la tablo.
As you see,
it sounds a lot like English and also like Spanish or Italian. That's why it's easy for speakers of those languages to learn it. In addition, Esperanto has only 16 grammar rules. Just think of the languages you know. They usually have hundreds of rules. So even people who don't speak European languages can learn Esperanto quite easily.
But were people in Zamenhof's time interested in the idea of an international language?
Yes. It was a very popular idea in those days. Many people believed that a single international language could help bring world peace. They just could not agree on which language it should be. The French wanted it to be French. The English wanted it to be English. And so on. So when Zamenhof invented Esperanto, everyone agreed it was a very good solution. Instead of having to choose one of the existing languages, they could use the new one.
And did it become popular?
Yes, it did. Lots of people throughout Europe bought Zamenhof's book on Esperanto and started learning the language. There were also magazines in Esperanto that published stories and poems written in the language. Zamenhof also used magazines to introduce new words in Esperanto.
So why don't countries use Esperanto as their international language?
Well, only governments can decide to make Esperanto their country's international language. So far, no government has done that. However, today we do see more and more people learning the language, thanks to the internet, of course. These days, anyone can join online classes in Esperanto or watch an online video. And in fact, there are now more than 2 million speakers of Esperanto all over the world.
That is very impressive. I might try to learn it myself. Thank you very much, Rachel. And to you listeners, goodbye. זו הייתה השמעה הראשונה. נשמיע את הכמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. Thank you. ועתה ההשמעה השנייה. Hello, listeners, and welcome to Languages of the World. My name is John Griffin, and my guest today is Rachel Hayes, who teaches a language you might not have heard of. It's called Esperanto, and it's a very unusual language because it was made up. In fact, it was invented only about 140 years ago. Hello, Rachel. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, John. I'm delighted to be here.
Can you begin by telling us who invented this language?
It was invented by a Polish eye doctor named Ludwig Zamenhof. Ever since he was a boy, Zamenhof dreamed of creating a new language that everyone all over the world would be able to speak. You see, he believed that if people from different countries could communicate with each other, it would bring peace to the world. But we all know how difficult it can be to learn a foreign language. So Zamenhof thought that the solution would be to create a new, simple language that would be very easy to learn.
And is Esperanto really so easy to learn?
Oh, yes, very. Here, let me demonstrate by translating a short sentence. In English we say, "My cat sits under the table." In Esperanto you say, Mia kato sidas sub la tablo. My cat, mia kato, sidas under the table, sub la tablo. As you see, it sounds a lot like English and also like Spanish or Italian. That's why it's easy for speakers of those languages to learn it. In addition, Esperanto has only 16 grammar rules. Just think of the languages you know. They usually have hundreds of rules. So even people who don't speak European languages can learn Esperanto quite easily.
But were people in Zamenhof's time interested in the idea of an international language?
Yes, it was a very popular idea in those days. Many people believed that a single international language could help bring world peace. They just could not agree on which language it should be. The French wanted it to be French, the English wanted it to be English, and so on. So when Zamenhof invented Esperanto, everyone agreed it was a very good solution. Instead of having to choose one of the existing languages, they could use the new one.
And did it become popular?
Yes, it did. Lots of people throughout Europe bought Zamenhof's book on Esperanto and started learning the language. There were also magazines in Esperanto that published stories and poems written in the language. Zamenhof also used magazines to introduce new words in Esperanto.
So why don't countries use Esperanto as their international language?
Well, only governments can decide to make Esperanto their country's international language. So far, no government has done that. However, today we do see more and more people learning the language, thanks to the internet, of course. These days, anyone can join online classes in Esperanto or watch an online video. And in fact, there are now more than 2 million speakers of Esperanto all over the world.
That is very impressive. I might try to learn it myself. Thank you very much, Rachel. And to you, listeners, goodbye. זו הייתה ההשמעה השנייה. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך מאחל לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.